TJ, I got bad news.
What's that?
We have another sexual harassment complaint.
Again?
I really have to stop filing those against us.
Yeah, man.
We have to watch a tape about it.
All right. If it'll keep the points off my driver's license.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
I'll send that to HR. Yeah. Hey, HR. Yes, me? Cut to music. All right.
You know it, big boss man. Don't touch me like that.
I have to call myself that or else I fire me.
Ah. It's an abusive relationship with myself.
That's a fucking Pink song, I think.
Damn.
Her early stuff was dark.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
I'm on the edge
of gory. So, TJ.
Yes?
This is October.
Tis.
The spookiest month.
The single spookiest month.
And what is spookier than corporate culture?
I don't know much.
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Salty, but...
Sure.
We're not going to watch that
that's
again.
True horror. That's not spooky.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, we're going to watch a little tape. It's called Invisible Rules. Men, women, and teams.
All right, first off, this is from 90-something.
It is from 96.
Yeah. Oof.
Now, okay. I think this is going to be more about like how to integrate men and women together in like a corporate culture. And less about the casual sexism
that
we think it's going to be.
Yeah.
It is
presented by a lady.
And I think this is actually geared towards, like, men.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
To say, hey, don't be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. However,
all toes crossed, too.
Kind of reading the back?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's unlikely.
Yeah, let's get uncomfortable, folks.
Invisible Rules, Men, Women, and Teams. It's closed captioned.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how we'll activate that on a VCR.
I don't know, no idea.
Produced by Cynosure Productions Limited and KTEH San Jose, California.
Kitty.
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 There's a quote.
Okay.
Successful organizations of the future are going to have leaders, ellipses, are going to have team members who understand the rules of both cultures.
Oh,
Dr.
Boy.
Pat Heim.
She's the presenter.
Yes.
Oof.
That's a big ellipses.
Yeah. Seems like we're omitting a little bit there.
Or maybe she cut herself off.
Might be one of those, like, you're talking and you're just like, leaders. And then you actually continue.
Yeah.
With what you actually meant to say. Because
successful organizations of the future are going to have leaders.
Yeah.
Are going to have team members
there
who understand the rules of both cultures.
Yeah. She had to fit the corporate bullshit more.
According to Dr. Pat Heim in this consumer-requested sequel to The Power Dead Even Rule.
What? This is a sequel?
Yeah.
Damn.
Men and women grow up in different cultures, learning different lessons about what it means to be a leader and what it means to be a team player. That's not entirely incorrect.
Correct.
However, we're treading in dangerous water
here. Yeah, we're skirting the shore here.
We're skirting the Jersey Shore here.
Ooh, no one wants to do that. You'll get needles in your feet.
In her thoughtful and lively presentation, Dr. Heim sorts out some of these invisible rules.
Invisible rules!
Among her insights, and we have some bullet points.
Yes.
Men and women have radically different ideas of what it means to be a team player.
That's a generalization, but okay.
Our meeting behaviors are different. For men, the meeting often doesn't happen in the meeting, and women might not know this. The fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
The
what
fuck
that
does
means.
Any of that mean? Hopefully she fucking explains
that. Is this
that.
Entire movie generated from like a corporate bullshit lorem ipsum generator?
I think this is going to be way more sexist than I was giving it credit for. Do you want to know the next line?
Please.
Women often use disclaimers, hedges, and tag questions in their linguistic behavior, which can backfire when talking to men.
Oof.
Oh, Christ. This is going to be a... Ladies, talk like a man.
This is going to get weird.
Our nonverbal communication is different. For example, when women nod, it means I hear you, while men nod in agreement. I think some of this might be a generational gap thing.
It's got to be. This feels like... doesn't feel like...
Now, granted, we're both dudes.
Right.
So far as we know.
I was... What year does it say at the bottom
96.
Of that? I was five.
Also five.
It depends on the part of the year. My birthday's in October, so I assume I was five.
Mine's in January.
I was five for most of 96.
I was definitely five in 96.
So...
We're talking to an unseen third party?
Yes.
I guess we're all unseen. Unheard third party?
Yeah, I was five and six in 90. Or in 96.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is the generation before me, 100%.
Definitely. This is, like, I want to say the midpoint generation between, like, our parents and... No, this is probably our parents.
Yeah.
That they're talking to.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
There's another paragraph, however.
Oh, cool.
These differences are not right or wrong, but they can result in confusion and conflict. By making these invisible rules visible... Dr. Heim provides the basis for better understanding, communication, and teamwork.
I like that part.
This is jerking me around a lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if this is going to be like...
Is that why you filed the sexual harassment lawsuit against yourself?
No, I did that just because, like, I'm tired of my, like,
bullshit. Tired of my shit.
Yeah, I'm tired of my shit. Get it together, me.
This is sexual harassment. And I don't have to take it.
I was going to make a masturbation joke, but I decided against it.
Oh. Didn't feel good enough?
That's why I filed a lawsuit. It's 34 minutes long. Thank Christ.
Oof.
Their email is corevision@AOL.com.
Oh, shit. I want to see if that still exists.
Well, corevision.com.
Oh, phone. There's my phone. Hey. Corevision.com, you said?
Yeah, C-O-R.
C-O-R.
Vision. One word.
.com. Loading skeletons. Core Vision Optometry. We provide ocular health exams to our community by bringing our award-winning eye care from Livermore to Fremont.
I don't think this is
definitely California.
But, okay, hold on. So, Core Vision is in Illinois on here.
This one is Fremont, California.
And also, this is Core Vision Media.
Oh, Jesus.
Not CoreVision Optometry.
Okay, let me look that up. Optimopterix.
But this is also produced by Cynosure Productions.
CoreVision Media.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they still exist. Loyola Drive, Libertyville, Illinois.
This is Buffalo Grove, Illinois.
Okay.
But
CoreVision Media, Zoom Info. Don't care. Let's try Cynosire.
Cynosure. C-Y-N-O.
C-Y-N-O.
Sure.
Oh, was there... There might have been a typo on the VHS then, because there was a Y instead of a U.
No.
On the VHS itself, I meant.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I don't which have is that. In the VCR. Cynosure, a Hologic company.
Hologic?
This is my beautiful.
What?
This is, this is definitely not...
Did you put in productions?
I just put in Cynosure. Let's see. Cynosure. Pro.
It's almost like this videotape in 1996 was made by people who no longer do videotapes anymore.
No. This is about aesthetic lasers.
Wait. Oh.
Nope. That's a company from the Philippines.
You want to run that by me one more time?
Yeah.
Aesthetic lasers?
Yeah.
Like for like laser rock shows?
No, for, like, hair removal.
Oh, that's less cool.
The Accolade is a high-powered, Q-switched, and alexandrite laser that provides fast treatment for removing benign epidermal and dermal pigmented lesions, such as freckles, acquired dermal melanocytosis, Nevus of Oda, that sounds like a planet in Star Wars, and multicolored tattoos. Hold on, what the fuck is a Nevus of Oda?
I'm gonna just fucking burn off some freckles real quick.
Don't burn off your freckles. Freckles are cool. Oh.
Oh.
Nevus of Oda, also known as congenital melanosis bulbi, Nevus fuscocerulus ophthalmomaxillaris, oculodermal melanocytosis, and oculomucodermal melanocytosis, is a blue hyperpigmentation that occurs on the face.
Oh.
It's actually like a birthmark on your eye.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks like. It's actually kind of cool looking.
Never say you don't learn anything.
It can also be on your skin, I think.
Sure.
It is rare among Caucasian people. Women are nearly 5 times more likely to be affected than men.
Good to know.
Nevus of Oda may not be congenital and may appear during puberty.
Oh.
It should not be confused with Mongolian spot, which is a birthmark caused by which is a birthmark caused by entrapment of melanocytes in the dermis, but is located in the lumbosacral region, which is lower back.
Okay.
Women, I already read that.
Hey, this has nothing at all.
I'm much more comfortable talking about medical shit.
Than gender relations.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it is a talk we need to have, but this is also,
according to HR,
20 years old.
Yeah.
So this will be an interesting time capsule.
I think, okay, I'm expecting shoulder pads.
Oh, 100%.
Like a lot.
We're talking like Saiyan shoulder pads.
The background is going to be great.
Yes. You say gray or great?
Both.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a great gray background.
A great amount of gray.
And I think this is going to be boring as shit.
Yeah.
But we can tell the people at home if there's good information here.
The answer
is probably not.
Probably not.
But
the only good information is we bought it, so you didn't have to.
It costs us 69 cents. That's the name of the show.
Yep. I hope this turns out to be a VHS someone recorded over. That'd be great.
You know they didn't.
I know they didn't.
Actually, I'm not sure you could record over this one.
No.
It probably has the, safety. Oh, wait. You know what? I forgot.
What? Oh, yeah. There's, the bio of...
About Dr. Pat Heim on the inside.
Give me that. Gimmit.
Gimmit?
Gimmit to me.
Dr. Pat Heim is president of the Heim Group, a consulting firm... which provides management and organizational development services. This is really hard to read because it's right in the middle.
You can slide it out of the...
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
This makes it more fun and challenging.
Okay. Like a Mario game.
Clients include corporations in manufacturing, healthcare, publishing, pharmaceutical, and service industries, as well as federal and state agencies. So, a lot of people.
Yeah.
The Heim Group designs, delivers, and coordinates a wide variety of activities to support organizational transitions, improve team effectiveness, and enhance professional managerial skills. It's the most boring fucking thing on the planet. Remember when we had, exciting tapes, about math?
And, Televoid?
God.
Fucking, I miss Televoid. I just want to watch Televoid again. I think just, every month we should watch Televoid again.
Just do another episode on it.
Do another episode on Televoid.
And then one time we'll just re-release the first episode.
Get your mind sucked.
I'm just scanning through this to find anything good.
Yeah, find a fun sentence. That was...
No.
Okay, no fun sentences.
Her books include Hardball for Women.
Ooh.
Which has been called a landmark publication. Publication?
Publication.
Publication.
Yeah, there you go.
Smashing the Glass Ceiling and Learning to Lead. Not Learning to Read.
I was elected to lead, not to read.
Remember the halcyon days of the Simpsons movie?
No.
I know.
Even though I saw it in theaters.
I didn't see it in theaters, but...
Yeah, it was alright.
It wasn't good.
It was alright.
I didn't like it.
It was alright.
I did like the sop sign. You can't stop at every sop yelled. And on way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stop, Dad. Potts.
You see Bart's dick in the first bit of that movie.
Yeah. Straight up Bart dick.
Yeah.
Yep. A little switcheroo.
You wanna watch this shit?
No, but yeah.
All right, let's get it over with.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Overconfidence. Am I right?
I mean, I am very competent. TJ, I have a question for you.
I am incompetent.
I have a Hey!
Nice.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Who's Mike Ditka?
I had to look it up.
Uh-huh.
But he was the coach from the Chicago Bears.
Oh, that's the baseball team, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
Or is that the basketball team?
No, it's the curling team.
What if the curling team was the Bears? Bears?
What if they just had football players from the Bears play on the curling team?
Might work.
They're big, burly dudes. They could sweep real quick.
Yeah, but you also have to be graceful.
You do have to. Yeah, I mean, there's some, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them. Like,
it takes agility and strength.
Yes. You have to be a dual weapon ranger or a dual weapon fighter in order to be a good person in curling.
Except you're using a two-handed weapon.
Yes.
Notably a broom. Anyway,
hey.
We watched Invisible Rules, Men, Women, and Teams. I didn't have to look at the tape. You're lying. Okay, that was both exactly as, like, gender stereotyped and not nearly as...
Yeah.
...that we thought.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
She was actually fairly progressive for the time.
She was awesome.
A lot of the stuff she talked about was, like, almost current for us.
I liked that her approach was very matter-of-fact.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, fire and brimstone-y, like, you're doing this wrong.
No,
she's like,
I mean,
it's just differences.
She was saying, hey, if you treat everyone exactly the same, you're probably doing it wrong.
Right, but that's just a good general thing.
Right.
Like,
because, like, different people, like, operate in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, like...
understand that at the very least.
Breaking it down between men and women... it's a little iffy for us.
A little generalization-y,
however,
but in terms of corporate culture.
When she explained it a little bit more, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, we're dudes, again.
Yeah, sometimes. When I had longer hair, I got confused in being a lady a lot.
Oh, I get that all the time.
I also have a lot of...
It's why I grew the facial hair.
Yeah, even with facial hair. It's fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, but yours is lighter than mine.
I know.
Anyway.
Who am I?
So we only really get like one half of that, but we're also huge nerdlingers.
Yes,
which means we got like a little bit lighter on the like masculinity front, I think.
Oh yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of toxic masculinity in the nerd community.
Oh, I mean, everywhere.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes,
but we get a lot of. I don't know. I just think we're a little bit like, I don't want to say cooler.
Of a different age.
But I mean, compared to a lot of, like, really, like, isolated toxic masculinity nerds.
100%, yeah.
You know?
We actually have, like, social skills, generally.
Kind right, exactly. But what we define as social skills, this lady would say, is, like, feminine rules.
Yeah, it's, like, work, like, collaboration.
You know, don't be an asshole all the time.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Go figure.
My favorite point that she made was the whole, like, the meeting doesn't happen in the meeting.
That was really interesting.
Sort of deal, because, like, it totally goes against, like, how you and I, like, think of meetings and stuff.
And especially in the industry I work in, it goes against that as well. Mainly because just how tech works.
Sure.
Hierarchies just don't work. Like, those, like, hard, like, corporate hierarchies.
Sure.
There are companies that do it.
Yeah.
But they tend to be older.
Right.
Have either A, older, B, have a lot more restriction on how they can actually do things, or are older.
I mean, I'm going to add in are bigger.
Yes.
Because the bigger you are, the more you kind of have to do that in order to, like...
you have to have some form in order to sort of function, really.
Right. It's a little bit like a human body.
Oh, my God. And like, my stomach is my boss.
Well, sometimes your dick is your boss.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Sometimes your lungs are your boss. They trade them off.
When you're underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your lungs are like, yo, dude, we got to get this project done. It's called breathing.
You know what's never my boss? My fucking brain.
No, it's never my boss. My spleen. Get out of here, bro. You just filter red blood cells.
I'm a goddamn dumbass. My kidneys are often my boss.
Yeah.
Because they're like, bladder. Hey, stop.
You know, it's a really flat structure, the more I think about it. They trade off roles when they need to.
Right, but, like...
They take command of different projects, like, hey, I got a shit.
But each is, like rigidly defined.
They each have a role that they fit into. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think my stomach could pump blood.
Probably not. It would probably be very bad at it.
And I don't think my brain could fill with urine all the time. Sorry, my balls.
A piss-flavored brain? Go to jail.
Sorry, pee is stored in the balls. We all know that.
We listen, how do you not know that?
Exactly. It's just common medical knowledge. Common. It's in the medical textbooks.
Which ones? We're not going to tell you.
No, find them yourself.
Sponsor us and we'll say it.
Sponsor us, pee stored in the ball company.
Yeah, the learning company. Makers of Reader Rabbit.
Do they exist still?
No.
Oh.
I think they were bought by Broderbund.
Oh, I like Broderbund.
Who were then... I think they also bought Humongous?
Oh, I love Humongous.
Don't quote me on that.
I'm not going to.
That's a...
Kevin Smith.
That's a... so she also brought up that, like, women tend to, like, put, like, questions or, like...
Tag questions.
And stuff like, no, I'm not sure about this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that you and I do, like, all the fucking time.
I do that at work every day.
Because, like, look, I still need to Google this,
mm-hmm.
but here's how I think it ought to work,
mm-hmm.
Which is more accepted now.
100%.
Than I think it was when this was made.
Mm-hmm. This was 20 years ago, and, I mean, there are a lot of industries and corporations that still mm-hmm. have these, like, gendered issues.
Sure. And, I mean, that doesn't mean that the newer industries do not.
Exactly. No, there are new tech companies that have these issues.
You know, shit
well.
Like Riot.
Yeah. Oof.
Which is terrible that gender relation issues.
Like toxic masculinity.
All over the place.
100%.
And that just proves this is a fucking tape that they need to watch.
Yeah. Watch Invisible Rules Men, Women, and Teams.
I hope it's online.
I'll have to look it up. If not, I'll fucking put it up there.
Please don't. There's an FBI warning at the beginning.
I'll just cut that out. This is 96. They don't know what Adobe Premiere is.
Actually,
they probably do.
These people probably couldn't sue us even if they wanted to.
Yeah, I don't think they exist anymore. CoreVision.com redirects to a CoreVision optometry.
Yeah. So I think we're in the... I think we're Gucci.
Let's just call their telephone number.
Yeah, I don't think we should.
I'll buy a vowel. I.
You got three eyes.
He's got 20/20/20 vision.
That's all. The best things in life are free.
Tell that to the IRS.
I mean, like, it's probably just nothing anymore.
Yeah.
It's probably a house now.
Yeah. The number you had dialed is no longer in service.
Please fuck off.
She reminded me of someone, but I can't... It's like that feeling you look at someone and you're like, you remind me of someone, I just don't know who.
Uh-huh.
That's how I felt about Dr. Heim. Heim? Whom? Heim? Helm?
I'm going to say Heim.
Heim? If, yeah, German. Heim.
Well, also Heimlich.
Heimlich.
So, yeah, she kind of reminds me of, there was this character in, I think it's Just Shoot Me.
Wow.
The one.
The David Spade sitcom?
Was that the one that was Michael J. Fox before David Spade?
I don't know. I thought that was the lawyer one.
No, because it was... They were publicizing for a politician, I think. They were a newspaper.
Oh, look this up now.
Look up Just Shoot Me.
Just Shoot Me.
your phone shoots you.
Just Shoot Me, comedy, 5 seasons. Wikipedia, no. Just Shoot Me had David Spade.
Yeah, but did it always have David Spade? Yes, it did.
Yep.
She's in that, though. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah?
Wendy Malick.
Wendy Malick. Yeah, a little bit. I can see that. She...
That is exactly who I was thinking of.
She was in... I recognize her.
Even though I got the... Ashton Kutcher was in this show.
Oh, my God.
Steve Carell was in this show.
Oh, my God.
Lucy Lawless was in this show.
Oh, my God.
And Chris Hogan.
And Laura San Giacomo.
Anyway. Yeah, she kind of reminded me of her, just in, like, appearance, mostly. Yeah.
It reminded me of one mm-hmm. of my friend's moms from elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Just in terms of
looks. Oh, yeah, I know her.
Not at all.
I know.
Yeah, you didn't live in Phoenix.
Completely useless information to me. She was very animated.
Yeah, I love that.
Great public speaker. As well she should be. She has like a PhD.
That's like her whole thing.
That's her deal.
Yeah, so her stees.
I'd hope she's a great public speaker.
I wonder if she's still going.
Oh, yeah. We fucking never looked her up.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
We just trusted the...
Heim, medicine woman.
Nope.
Not... Who's Aribert? What's her first name? Pat?
Pat.
The Heim group. Looks like it's still going. The expert on gender differences in the workplace.
Please let it be a terrible...
Dr. Pat Heim, CEO and best-selling author, is recognized internationally as the expert on gender differences in the workplace. Her books include Hardball for Women... Oh, I think we read those.
Yep.
What's new? Let's check out what's new in the Heim group.
What's new? I'm also on this website.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're doing some...
Join in. Join in, people.
Our article, It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To, was published in Business Women Magazine. Woman Magazine, sorry. Just the one.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing at the... Apologize, I was just laughing at the name of the thing. Products. Videos. Does she still sell this?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Let's look at the website. Ooh. Oh, my God.
What?
Training set. Training...
Where did you find products?
It's in the hamburger menu on the front page, top right.
There's a hamburger? Oh, fuck me.
Training DVD set. 6 videos. Want to guess the price?
Hold on. Before this loads. $79.
It includes Invisible Rules.
$79.
$2,150. So, $2,150.
To be fair, they are DVDs.
Invisible Rules is a $500 DVD. And apparently it's 48 minutes. Is this?
No, that's a new one.
Yeah, it's got to be a new one. Hoofa doofa.
It's got to be, right? Like,
yeah, because this is a lot shorter than that. This now, is 34 minutes.
Does that mean, provided that there's only the 10 minutes more of content, we got a fucking
steal, bro. Let me do the percentages on this.
But that also means we definitely could not put this on the internet.
No. What was it, $500?
Yeah.
This was 0.1% of the price of the current DVD.
So what you're saying is we could have gotten a better deal.
We could have gotten a better deal.
We need to read the art of the deal. No, we don't.
Deal or no deal? No deal.
No, no deal. No deal.
Nub-dub deal.
Yeah. No, this was just genuinely good and, like, surprisingly insightful.
Yeah.
Especially for 96. Especially with those shoulder pads. We were right about every fucking thing.
Hell yeah, dude. There were some great face shots.
Oh, those face shots of the crowd.
Face shots of the crowd.
mustache guy was great.
A-plus mustache man.
There
was a guy with shaved goatee.
Right. Glasses man.
I should say like 5 o'clock shadow Goshi. Goshi?
Goshi.
Oh, glasses man Phil Lamar.
Yeah.
There were a couple ladies.
Great ladies. Glasses lady.
Glasses lady. Were there a couple glasses? Oh, you mean the
one
cool
with the cool
glasses. Yeah, cool glasses lady.
Yeah. Other man. Lady was not defined by her glasses,
no.
I feel.
No. They were good.
The background was very, like, jazz pattern business.
Very, like, 90s doctor's waiting room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just that cool blue with like, a weird... Angles. Weird angular design on
triangles
it.
Triangles and shit. And, like, that fake green marble.
Yeah.
It was good.
That was some good shit.
Good.
Yeah. No, good. I mean, listen.
Don't have much to talk about other than, like, yeah, some of these issues are still going. Some of them apply outside of work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I don't know, because... I don't want to come off as like, I'm so enlightened, but...
I'm sorry, it's woke. Be with the kids. Dab on the haters. Is that what kids are doing nowadays?
I think they're T-posing on the haters now.
No, I think they're flossing dominance. On the haters.
What?
The flossing? That's what's called flossing.
I think all three of these things are not mutually
exclusive.
They're
Fortnite dancing on the haters.
Is that a Fortnite dance?
Not the floss. There's a different dance. See, I don't know any of them.
I've never played one game of
because
Fortnite.
Because I am an old man.
Yeah, we're old.
I'm
kids. Old. We're old.
Yeah. Kids, enjoy Fortnite. Be nice to each other.
Yeah, I mean,
I
want to
try Fortnite. It looks fun.
It looks like a great game. Yeah. It's not my deal.
No, that's fine.
Not my bag at all.
No.
I'll keep playing Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah.
At getting really mad at Magic Arena.
Ooh! Oh, it's so good. I need to play more.
Maybe you don't.
maybe you don't.
Maybe you don't. You don't have to play that game. yeah, there's not a whole lot to talk about just because it's like, it's just solid.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like a great watch.
No.
But an interesting one.
Yes. It's more educational, not really edutainmental.
Oh, a good one was the women nodding versus men nodding thing. Because women not... And we talked about this. We basically do both nods.
Mm-hmm.
Both an I hear you nod and a nod of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really fast nods tend to be, yep. And like slower nods are like, go on. Yes, go on.
And then you gotta get really close to their ear.
Yes. Please go on. Oof. That's gonna be not fun to hear.
You're welcome.
I wish I didn't hear you.
I wish I was somewhere else.
We never really describe what meeting happens before and after the meeting means.
Oh, yeah, you said it, and then we... Yeah,
we just got immediately distracted.
Yeah.
Surprise. Put that on the bingo table.
Put that in the bingo porch.
The golf porch.
Porch. I can smell your sins.
So, it refers to, like, a phenomenon where dudes will just go up to, like, their coworkers and be like, hey, I'm going to talk about this in the meeting, but here's, like, the gist of it. And basically, they just do the meeting with everyone individually before the meeting happens, and then the meeting doesn't matter.
Right.
Which
I think is stupid.
It's awful, because why the fuck are you having the meeting?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, women will say their piece and then be done.
Yeah, in the meeting.
Right.
Because that's what it's fucking for.
Right.
Have the goddamn meeting.
This whole thing baffled us.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, that just makes sense.
Yeah.
Why would you not do that in the meeting? And then she was like, well, then they go like on golf courses to talk this business stuff, and they go to cocktail parties to do the business stuff, and they take a 2-hour lunch to talk the business stuff. And I'm like, why the fuck are you wasting company time?
Yeah.
I understand that, like, I hate corporate culture and, you know.
I just don't like golf.
I fucking hate golf.
I like hitting a ball far, but I don't like the sport of golf.
Yeah, it's such a wasteful sport, too.
I just find it boring.
It's wasteful. Why are you using so much fucking land?
Yeah, just make a driving range where you can have 400 people hit balls into holes in one place. You just have a small piece of land where you're whacking balls, and that's fun.
You don't need several hundred...
You don't need the equivalent of Rhode Island.
To fucking hit a small ball around.
Just do that at home.
Right. You can hit a ball around and you're
hit a small ball around
in the privacy of your own fucking home, Dennis.
Looking at you, Dennis.
Fucking Dennis, you sicken me. Which Dennis am I talking about? The Menace? The other The Menace? Miller?
Who played the live action Dennis The Menace?
I don't know.
Was it? It was not Macaulay Culkin.
Nope, Macaulay Culkin was far too old at the time.
Yeah. I'm going to look this up.
Let's look up Dennis the Menace. Hey, guys at home, our final thoughts on this are that, like, it's good. Unfortunately, you have to pay $500 to watch it.
Yeah, holy shit.
Danachi
the Menachi.
Clearly, she knows she's got these corporate people by the balls.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to buy this for their, like, gender... studies meetings.
I mean, honestly, if you still have to have these sort of meetings, yeah, take their money.
I mean, yeah.
All right, let's see. Which Deniche the Meniche are we getting?
But let's do the first live action
the
movie.
John Hughes one?
Yeah.
Okay. John Hughes.
The one with Walter Matthau.
Mason Gamble is his name. What has he done?
He's a white boy named Mason. Shocker. Yeah,
he looks like a wholesome boy.
He was in Dennis the Menace.
What else was he in? Rushmore.
Oh, was he in Rushmore?
Bad Moon.
Didn't see it.
Arlington Road. He was in Gattaca in 1997.
Gattaca!
Spy Hard.
Really?
Yeah. Golf in the Kingdom.
Okay, well, I don't know what that one is.
A Gentleman's Game, another golf movie. The Trouble with Dee Dee.
Probably also a golf movie.
The Rising Place.
Also a golf movie.
No, That looks like it's about like the American Revolution.
They played golf in the American Revolution.
I know. Anya's Bell.
No, they didn't. Don't fucking just agree with me when I say stupid bullshit.
Oh, Revolution. Sorry, I was thinking Civil War because I said Civil War. I think that's when golf.
Well, it didn't fucking leave Scotland for a huge amount of time.
You're Scotland.
I wish. I could wear my
kilt. A blind woman, Della Reese, discovers a young friend is dyslexic when he learns to read Braille easily but has trouble reading print. Oh, okay. I'm like, when he can read Braille. Dyslexic and blind aren't the same thing. I'm like, oh, when he's drunk. Okay, that makes sense.
Because, like, your fingers can't fuck up
yeah.
visual order because they right. don't have
your
eyes.
Fingers can't fuck up your eyes unless you stab them.
Just stick your finger in your eye.
Stick your finger in your eye. Stick I want to see what Golf in the Kingdom's about. This sounds amazing. A young American en route to India has a wild adventure with golf pro Shivas Irons. It's got a 5.9 on IMDb. It's too good for us.
Yeah. We discussed this a couple of movies ago. We want to go like...
5.7.
No, 2.2.
Yeah, we want...
Ooh, we want a real shitty.
We want a real shitty. Speaking of real shitty, IMDb lowest rated movies. I've probably seen at least half of these.
So, TJ.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the time we spent on the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me. We only spent 37 minutes.
I know. All right, what are we going to talk about?
Or is that just in
the section?
Want to
talk about Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2? No. What about Disaster... Oh, not Disaster Movie. That's, like, legitimately horrifying.
Yeah, that's...
That's one of them, like, quote-quote parody movies, yeah. right? Where it's not a parody. It's just terrible, terrible,
well,
bad referential humor.
I actually have a lot of opinions on those movies.
Ooh, let's talk about
which
these.
Which lets us kill time.
Yeah.
Which lets us kill movies. So Scary Movie was in a grand tradition of parody movies...
Was it the first one or the
Scary Movie was no.
Okay.
The first like parody movie that I'm aware of was
or,
like
quote,
Airplane.
Parody. Well, yeah, that, yeah.
Airplane.
That's like an actual
Naked Gun.
Yeah, those are like actual parodies.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean though.
Okay.
Scary Movie 1 and 2 were basically that.
Okay.
Like they're taking a genre and they're
lampooning it.
They're lampooning it. You could argue National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, 100%.
Is sort of a parody of road trip movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also in itself a road trip movie. That's the thing with
yes.
parody movies, is they usually have to also be the thing that they're parodying.
Mm-hmm.
What
they're like making the audience aware of certain things.
Right. They're pointing at tropes yeah. and they're like,
yeah,
look see how
this.
Stupid this shit is?
Yeah.
But isn't it funny when we do it also?
Yeah.
Like we understand that it's funny and so we're also doing it.
Mm-hmm. But it's not blatantly looking at the audience and saying, that's funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
What I think started happening, I'm going to go ahead and say Scary Movie 4.
Okay.
I
don't have a...
Scary Movie 3 was okay.
Okay.
It wasn't good. It wasn't bad.
What was the one with Take My Strong Hand?
That was 2, I believe.
Okay.
With the guy who had the really bad hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a Rocky Horror joke, I think.
That makes sense. The guy looked like one of the guys from
yeah,
Rocky
one
Horror.
Of the... That guy
yeah,
from,
the, yeah.
from Rocky Horror. I think that was supposed to be...
The guy what he looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that was the...
That
him.
What he looked like. That what.
Why do bad...
Why...
Things bad and possible. yeah, I think Scary Movie 4 is right when they stopped like giving a shit.
Okay.
Because that was around a time like in American cinemas especially... People stopped giving a shit what they paid money to go see for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Because people went to go see any old shit. And I mean, people have always went to see any old shit.
Right.
But it's like the only thing coming out were companies basically giving up and we're just throwing out the same old shit.
Mm-hmm.
So then after Scary Movie 4, we start getting
which I think is something we're coming out of now. A little bit.
The problem is that we've entered a new sort of thing.
The cinematic universe?
The cinematic universe plague.
Ugh.
Which I'm not a huge fan of because I just called it a plague.
Yeah.
not many people are fans of things they call plagues. I guess they're probably black.
That's a good one.
I guess they're black plague enthusiasts, but...
Or people who play Skaven in Warhammer.
Sure.
They like plagues.
I imagine.
Like
that's probably...
Rats.
There's probably a Venn diagram that's very nearly a circle.
Of Plague and Skaven.
Well, Plague enthusiasts and Skaven enthusiasts.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. Oh, boy.
I know I like my little rat boys in Blood Bowl.
Little rat boys. They have like a lot of poison.
The problem is that they're really bad outside of a season. Anyway.
Poison!
That girl is
Skaven.
Poison! We are the worst jokesters on the internet. Put that on our DVD.
Put that on our tombstone.
We get one tombstone. We're both buried in the same grave. Yeah. No, it's an empty grave.
It's like one of those like ellipses quotes. It's like, I thought they were funny. It's like, he's obviously saying they weren't. No, I thought they were in square brackets funny.
Okay, all right. Right after Scary Movie 4, we started getting the shit like Meet the Spartans. Disaster movie.
Epic movie with Drake Bell.
Yeah, epic movie. There was fucking one. Oh, I think it was called This Movie Sucks or something like that. Vampires Suck.
Yep. Around the Twilight craze.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good.
None of them were good.
None of them.
They basically didn't have plots. They were... That's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is that Scary Movie 1 and 2 at least had a plot.
Yeah.
There was a thing that was happening, and they were responding to it, but they were also making jokes about the thing that was happening.
Yeah.
Same with...
Sort of self-aware.
Same with Airplane. I mean, Airplane and Naked Gun mm-hmm. movies, they sort of had like a, you know... Mm-hmm. They weren't really about what was going on.
They used it as a framework for the
right.
Jokes,
they were at least using it as a framework for silly jokes.
Yeah,
these movies did not even bother.
No, it was literally like, here's a scene. Let's cram as many up to date zeitgeist pop culture references.
Hey, do you remember that scene in 300?
Slap chop.
Britney Spears is in that scene now. Ugh. Right. It was just
speaking of comedy cemeteries.
There were. Right now we have sort of like a thing on the internet that annoys me called like cringe culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ugh, cringe.
What is cringe? It's cringe. What is cringe?
That's a joke we stole from the Super Beard Bros. Link in the show notes.
Link in the description on this not YouTube video.
Listen.
Look.
Listen, fucko. But those movies were cringe. They're the cringiest movies.
Yeah.
That you ever could see.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're not funny.
No.
But they're trying so hard to be funny.
It's
a little bit like us.
Exactly. It's like, God, have you seen our old YouTube channel?
Oh, no, but I mean, like, us right now.
Yeah. But it's like a kind of trying that feels so insincere.
Yeah.
And that's...
They just think it'll make money.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the fucking kids will laugh at this one.
Yeah. It's a little bit... I don't want to make fun of like people on like YouTube and Twitch who play Fortnite because the kids like it.
I mean, if you enjoy Fortnite.
Yeah, right. If they like it, whatever. But yeah. If they're playing it just because it's the current zeitgeist,
yeah,
that feels insincere.
That does.
And separating that out is kind of a gamble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
So overall, play Fortnite.
Yeah, play Fortnite, watch Invisible Rules, men, women, and teams. Maybe you can form a Fortnite team around it.
Oh, sweet. With Invisible, make a team called Invisible Rules.
We literally did exactly what we just lampooned people about like 4 episodes ago.
What was
because
that?
We wrote a fucking thing where people were on a Fortnite team.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what the kids were into. Fuck me.
We are our own sellouts.
God, we're awful. I mean, that was kind of the joke, though.
Yeah.
Selling ourselves short.
Selling ourselves out. Am I right?
Sell out with me tonight.
Am I right?
And actually, that leads me to a big announcement for the podcast channel. Please sponsor us.
Yeah, for the love of God, please.
It's less of an announcement and more of a request. Please give us money.
More of a pleading.
Begging.
Yep. Begging.
He farts every time that we have like an episode
that's not sponsored.
That's not sponsored, and it kills me every single time. I'm like a quadruple
He's
ghost.
Been dead 10 times. 11.
I'm an 11 time ghost.
Yep. 11 time ghost. That's his rap name.
Yeah, and then Ghostface Killer shows up and kills me.
Because you have a ghost face.
Yeah.
And he's a Ghostface Killer. What would my rap name be? Ridiculous Farts with a Z.
Wouldn't that be Ridiculous Farts?
Oh, both have Z's.
Ridiculous Farts.
Farts. Ridiculous Farts. That sounds Swedish.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm here to rap. My name is Ridiculous Farts.
And then you rap in an American accent.
Yo.
Davey Fenton, he was just 14.
Zubat Meowth.
Zubat Meowth. Yep.
That's my other rap name. I go by Zubat Meowth.
The most annoying Pokemon, and then Zubat.
Got him.
Fuck Meowth.
Take that.
Fuck Meowth. Fuck me out, Johnny. Oh, Christ, we still have 10 minutes. Okay, I'm not saying that we're just stalling for time because we're stalling for time, but like we ran out of
yeah, there's shit not to much to talk about. It's
about this. So, yeah. Okay, what things have you been up to?
Playing the MTG Arena a lot. Playing Binding of Isaac a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Work
a lot
and
that's all of your time.
Yeah,
that's all 24 hours
and editing this for
25 seconds
for our
wonderful audience.
I'm gonna do the like
why,
because it implies that I said these fuckers.
We've called them fuckers before.
Have we called them fuckers before? I have the memory of the hummingbird.
I'm pretty sure.
Do they have good memory? I think
no.
Okay,
they have a brain the size of
a chickpea.
Smaller than that. Because their entire head chickpea. Is the size of a chickpea.
A chickpea core.
Chick-pele.
Sandwich.
Chick-pele.
No, he was a dude.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, a Czech version of Pele. Oh.
Or Czech Pele.
Oh! Czech Pele, atheist.